The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. Hello, this is Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading movie and theater previews. This is information gleaned from several websites to bring you up-to-date information about movies, plays, and various other events that are being offered in our area with audio description, beginning with a quick overview and then more details about the most immediate offerings following up later in the show. So in the Raleigh and Cary area, we've got the Colored Museum at North Carolina State University Theater, playing in the Titmus Theater in Frank Thompson Hall. That's on November 22nd at 7:30 p.m. That's on a Friday night. Also have A Tribute to the Masters by Carolina Ballet in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, and they're on Saturday, November 23rd at 2 p.m. And then The Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Cary Players in the Cary Arts Center, Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m., and Cary Players does offer a second ticket at no charge for your driver if you're using the audio description service. Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater. And that's playing. Hang on just a second here. Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater is on December 15th. At 5 p.m., and Raleigh Little Theater also offers a second ticket at no charge for users of the audio description service. And then finally in the Raleigh area is Black Nativity by Justice Theater Project, playing in the Stewart Theater on North Carolina State University's Tally Student Union, and that's on Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m. And Justice Theater Project offers free pairs of tickets for users of the audio description service, and their number is 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. I would recommend making reservations just as soon as you figure out that you're going. In the Durham and Chapel Hill area, we've got Shakespeare's As You Like It in the Schaefer Theater at done by Duke Theater Studies, and that's on November 15th. And November 15th is a Friday. It's 7:30 p.m. And then we've got Ragtime at Playmakers in Chapel Hill on Tuesday, November 26th at 7:30 p.m. And in the Greensboro and Winston-Salem area, A Christmas Carol on the Triad stage on December the 15th, which is a Sunday, and that's playing at 2 p.m. And then It's a Wonderful Life on the Triad stage on December 21st, which is a Saturday at 2 p.m. And those are our movies. Correction, those are our plays. We're now moving over to movies, and the first thing I need to do is let you know what theaters have audio-described performances. In Raleigh, we've got the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street. Also have the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. Chapel Hill has the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. Cary has the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. Apex has the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And Garner has the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. These are all Regal theaters. And Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You can dial this number coming up and simply follow the menu prompts, and they'll let you know the time of day that the movies are showing. The number is 844-462-7342. Once again, that's 844-462-7342. And then just follow the menu prompts. You'll be using the little touchtone feature on the telephone. And now we'll take a look just what is playing in the area here. Starting off with the new movies, and there are 10 of them since our last broadcast. We've got Arctic Dogs, rated PG, playing at the Briar Creek in Raleigh, the White Oak in Garner, and the Beaver Creek in Apex. Black and Blue, rated R, playing at North Hills, Crossroads, Briar Creek, and White Oak. Countdown, rated PG-13, playing at those same theaters, North Hills, Crossroads, Briar Creek, and White Oak. Dr. Sleep is rated R, playing at all of these theaters. Harriet, rated PG-13, playing at all six of the theaters. Jojo Rabbit, rated PG-13, playing only at Crossroads. Last Christmas, rated PG-13, playing at all six theaters. Midway, PG-13, playing everywhere except the Timberline. Playing with Fire, rated PG, playing at all six of the theaters. Now, holdovers from the last broadcast, we've got Abominable, rated PG, still playing at the Beaver Creek in Apex. Disney's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, rated PG, playing at all six of the theaters. Downton Abbey, rated PG-13, playing at the Crossroads in Cary and the Beaver Creek in Apex. Gemini Man, rated PG-13, playing only at the White Oak in Garner. Joker, rated R, playing everywhere except the Timberline. Motherless Brooklyn plays at the North Hills, Crossroads in Cary, White Oak in Garner, Beaver Creek in Apex. Parasite, rated R, playing only at the Crossroads in Cary. Terminator Dark Fate, rated R, playing at all the theaters. The Addams Family, rated PG, playing all of the theaters except the Timberline. The Current War, rated PG-13, playing only at Briar Creek. The Lighthouse, rated R, playing only at the Crossroads. Western Stars, rated PG, playing only at Crossroads. And finally, Zombieland Double Tap, rated R, playing at North Hills, Crossroads, Briar Creek, and White Oak. Okay, and it's time for the closer look at the plays. Starting off with the Colored Museum. Once again, this is by the North Carolina State University Players in the Titmus Theater at Frank Thompson Hall. Friday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Written by George C. Wolfe, the satire of the Colored Museum has electrified, discomforted, and delighted audiences of all colors, refining our ideas of what it means to be black in contemporary America. From Girl on Board to The Last Mama on the Couch play, the museum exhibits undermine black and white stereotypes, old and new, and return to the facts of what being black means. This is directed by Ron Foreman, and you can order tickets by calling 919-515-1100. That's 919-515-1100. A Tribute to the Masters by Carolina Ballet, playing in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, November 23rd at 2 p.m. Live music featuring the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. This program revives Robert Weiss's ballet to the great Grieg Piano Concerto, played live by world-renowned pianist William Wolfram. The sheer elegance of the Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto is paired with the premiere of Robert Weiss' ballet to Beethoven's beloved Seventh Symphony with Richard Wagner, which Richard Wagner called the apotheosis of dance. Tickets run from $32 to $82. You can order them by calling 919-719-0900. That's 919-719-0900. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, December 8th, 3 p.m. This is by Barbara Robinson. In this hilarious Christmas classic, a couple struggling to put on a church Christmas pageant is faced with casting the Herdman kids, probably the most inventively awful kids in history. You won't believe the mayhem and the fun when the Herdmans collide with the Christmas story head on. This delightful comedy is adapted from the best-selling young adult book and has become a holiday staple for groups across the United States. Features plenty of great roles for children and adults, a few favorite Christmas carols, and a lot of laughs. The tickets for this run $20. And don't forget that with Cary Players, if you using the audio description service, you can get a free ticket for your companion. Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, December 15th. It's 5 p.m. It's celebrating its 36th year at Raleigh Little Theater. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. It's based on the fairy tale by Charles Perrault, adaptation and lyrics by Jim Eiler, music by Jim Eiler and Gene Bargy, and this is directed by Mike McGee. Tickets are $31, and you can get a second ticket at no charge if you use the audio description service. Phone number is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Black Nativity at Justice Theater Project, performed in Stewart Theater at the Tally Student Union on North Carolina State University campus, will be on Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m. The material is by Langston Hughes. Black Nativity is an African-American telling of the Nativity story, featuring the poetry and prose of acclaimed poet-playwright Langston Hughes. This gospel music experience takes us on a journey back to the Bethlehem of Mary and Joseph. Resplendent in African costumes, uplifting songs of worship, and magnificent traditional dance, Justice Theater Project's annual multicultural production features new songs, soloists, and surprises each year. A true Christmas celebration for the whole family. Once again, Justice Theater Project offers free pairs of tickets for users of the audio description service. Their number is 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. Jumping over to Durham and Chapel Hill, Shakespeare's As You Like It in the Schaefer Theater, done by Duke Theater Studies, on Friday, November 15th at 7:30 p.m. This will be directed by Jules Odendahl James. They say, join us for a rendering of one of Shakespeare's most well-known comedies, As You Like It. This classic is a riff on the pastoral genre, where figures of lowly means and meager formal education offer their social but not emotional betters an unencumbered understanding of the world in which to take solace, find refuge, and even fall in love. Shakespeare's status as a working playwright, expected by his fans and company to create new and imaginative works, is evident in As You Like It. The main action of the play takes place in the Forest of Arden, which functions as a fantastical woodlands featuring both lions and oak trees and a wilderness entangled in political and social conflict. As such, the tensions of economic and political struggle and gender roles that mark the early 1940s is the backdrop of our staging. We have assembled a company comprised of students from all ages of student life, first year through senior, at Duke, and have been blessed with the expertise of British actor Jonathan Cullen during our rehearsal process. The running time is 2 hours with a 10-minute intermission. Tickets are $15, 10 for students and seniors, and their number is 919-684-4444. That's 919-684-4444. Ragtime at Playmakers Repertory Company in Chapel Hill in the Paul Green Theater on UNC campus. Their audio-described show is on Tuesday, November 26th at 7:30 p.m. Book is by Terrence McNally, music by Stephen Flaherty, lyrics by Lynn Ahrens, and this is directed by Zai Alakan. An Era Exploding, A Century Spinning. Nominated for 13 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, this triumphant masterpiece bursts forth with show-stopping splendor and unbridled passion. Prepare to be swept away by the diverse rhythms of the turn of the 20th century as three intersecting narratives capture the rich complexity of the American experiment, past, present, and future. Cultures clash, people change, and hope shines in the darkness. The Chicago Tribune says this is one of the great musicals of the 20th century. Washington Post calls it glorious, and the New York Times says that it's dazzling, an astonishment. Now, due to some adult situations and recurring use of racial slurs, they're recommending all patrons to use their own discretion in determining the appropriateness of the material. On this evening, that is to say the evening when they're having the audio-described performance, which once again is Tuesday, November 26th at 7:30 p.m., all tickets are $15, and you can call 919-962-7529. That number again is 919-962-7529. In the Triad area, A Christmas Carol on the Triad stage on Sunday, December 15th, 2 p.m. It's by Charles Dickens and adapted by Preston Lane. Celebrate the season. Scrooge and the spirits are headed back for a holiday ghost story of hope and redemption. One night changes everything as the shadows of his past give Ebenezer one last chance for a future. Thrill to the chills and give in to the joy of A Christmas Carol. Tickets start at $15 and go up from there. Their number is 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. And then they also have It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play on Triad Stage on Saturday, December 21st, 2 p.m. It's adapted by Joe Landry. Help an Angel Earn His Wings, a 1940s live radio broadcast reimagines the classic story of George Bailey, a man ready to throw it all away before a stranger comes to show him how important he is. Be reminded that we all have a place and celebrate how wonderful life is for the holidays. Once again, tickets start at $15 and go up, And that same number, 336-272-0160. That's 336-272-0160. And now we'll go back to some preview information about the movies. For starters, Arctic Dogs, once again, it's rated PG. It runs an hour and 33 minutes. And we have Swifty the Fox, voiced by Jeremy Renner, discovers a devious plan by Otto von Walrus, voiced by John Cleese, to drill beneath the Arctic surface to unleash enough gas to melt all the ice. With help from his friends, an introverted polar bear, a scatterbrained albatross, a crafty fox, and two paranoid otters, Swifty and the gang spring into action to foil Otto's plot and save the day. It's an animated comedy adventure family fantasy. In addition to John Cleese, we've got Angelica Houston, Jeremy Renner, Alec Baldwin, Heidi Klum, Michael Madsen, James Franco, Omar Sy, and Laurie Holden. And this is directed by Aaron Woodley. Black and Blue is rated R for violence and language. It runs 1 hour and 48 minutes. A rookie policewoman in New Orleans inadvertently captures the shooting death of a young drug dealer on her body cam. After realizing the murder was committed by corrupt cops, she teams up with the only person from the community who's willing to help her. Now she finds herself on the run from both the vengeful criminals and the lawmen who desperately want to destroy the incriminating footage. This is an action-adventure, suspense, thriller, crime drama. It features Naomi Harris, Frank Grillo, Mike Coulter, Tyrese Gibson, Reed Scott, Beau Knapp, Nafessa Williams, and it's directed by Dion Taylor. Countdown is rated PG-13 for violence, terror, bloody images, suggestive material, language, and thematic elements. It runs an hour and 28 minutes. When a young nurse downloads an app that claims to predict when a person is going to die, it tells her she has only 3 days to live. With time ticking away and death closing in, she must find a way to save her life before time runs out. This is a horror suspense thriller. It features P.J. Byrne, Tichina Arnold, Peter Facinelli, Anne Winters, Elizabeth Lail, Jordan Calloway, Talitha Bateman, and Charlie McDermott, and it's directed by Justin Deck. Dr. Sleep is rated R for drug use, disturbing and violent content, language, nudity, and some bloody images. It runs 2 hours and 31 minutes. 40 years after his terrifying stay at the Overlook Hotel, Danny Torrance is still irrevocably scarred by the trauma he endured as a child. His hope to find peace is shattered when he encounters Abra, a courageous teenager with her own powerful extrasensory gift known as the Shine. Instinctively recognizing that Dan shares her power, Abra has sought him out, desperate for his help against the merciless Rose the Hat and her followers. The True Knot, who feed off the shine of innocence in their quest for immortality. This is a horror mystery thriller. The cast includes Rebecca Ferguson, Jacob Tremblay, and Ewan McGregor, and it's directed by Mike Flanagan. Harriet is rated PG-13 for thematic content, violent material, and language, including racial epithets. It runs 2 hours and 5 minutes. From her escape from slavery through the dangerous missions she led to liberate hundreds of slaves through the Underground Railroad, the story of heroic abolitionist Harriet Tubman is told. This is a history drama biography. It features Cynthia Erivo as Harriet, Jennifer Nettles, Joe Alwyn, Leslie Odom Jr., Clark Peters, and Janelle Monáe. It's directed by Cassie Lemons. Jojo Rabbit is rated PG-13 for some disturbing images, mature thematic content, language, and violence. It runs 1 hour and 48 minutes. Jojo is a lonely German boy who discovers that his single mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their attic. Aided only by his imaginary friend, Adolf Hitler, Jojo must confront his blind nationalism as World War II continues to rage on. This is a comedy drama war film. It stars Rebel Wilson, Sam Rockwell, Scarlett Johansson, Stephen Merchant, Thomasin McKenzie, Taika Waititi, Arlie Allen, and Roman Griffin Davis, and it's directed by Taika Waititi. The Last Christmas is rated PG-13 for language and sexual content. It runs 1 hour and 42 minutes. Nothing seems to go right for young Kate, a frustrated Londoner who works as an elf in a year-round Christmas shop. But things soon take a turn for the better when she meets Tom, a handsome charmer who seems too good to be true. As the city transforms into the most wonderful time of the year, Tom and Kate's growing attraction turns into the best gift of all. And this is a U-tiled romance of the comedy-drama-romance genre. It's Emilia Clarke, Michael Yeoh, Henry Golding, and Emma Thompson star. And this is directed by Paul Feig. And then Midway, rated PG-13 for sequences of war violence, language, and smoking, runs 2 hours and 18 minutes. Midway centers on the Battle of Midway, a clash between the American fleet and the Imperial Japanese Navy, which marked a pivotal turning point in the Pacific Theater during World War II. The film, based on the real-life events of this heroic feat, tells the story of the leaders and soldiers who used their instincts, fortitude, and bravery to overcome the odds. It's a drama, war, action, adventure, history flick. It stars Ed Skrein, Patrick Wilson, Woody Harrelson, Aaron Eckhart, Nick Jonas, Dennis Quaid, Mandy Moore, Luke Evans, Tadanobu Asano, and it's directed by Roland Emmerich. And finally, we have Playing with Fire, which is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 36 minutes. When straight-laced fire superintendent Jake Carson and his elite team of firefighters come to the rescue of three siblings, they quickly realize that no amount of training could prepare them for their most challenging job yet, babysitting. As their lives, jobs, and depot get turned upside down, the three men soon learn that children, much like fires, are wild and unpredictable. This is a comedy. The cast includes John Leguizamo, Keegan-Michael Key, Judy Greer, John Cena, Brianna Hildebrandt, and Dennis Haybert, and it's directed by Andy Fickman. And it looks like I ran it down to the wire again, folks. That's all we got time for with today's episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I hope you've garnered some useful information, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Kurt Benroot for the North Carolina Reading Service. Have a good rest of the day. Maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or the theater.